June 25th, 2009. I remember where I was. I'm sure a lot of y'all do too. We're going to be talking about Michael Jackson just briefly in the context of winding up a trust, because a trust is supposed to terminate doesn't mean that it's actually going to terminate right away. There still might be some winding up stuff to happen. And so the reason we're talking about this is because Michael Jackson died on June 25th, 2009. His case wasn't decided by the tax court until May 2021. So if he had a trust, that means the trust would have gone for almost 12 years past the day it was supposed to terminate. And because I'm a tax nerd, I'm just going to talk a little bit about this case because it's really, really interesting. The case was 275 pages long, which is long. It was about Michael's image and likeness, valuing that. It was about the Sony catalog that Michael owned half of the Beatles songs. I didn't know that. And it's also about the company that Michael owned that owned all of his original recordings. As we might all know, Michael had an interesting life. He was really, really famous, and then he became really, really infamous and went into a lot of debt. And he actually sold half of the Beatles songs that he owned for $244 million, but that didn't really save him. But the lawyers representing his estate still had to file an estate tax return, and that's where things get a little bit interesting. The estate hired 4 different expert witnesses or expert appraisers to appraise his estate, and they said his estate was worth a total of $2.2 million. The IRS said that his estate was worth $963 million. That's a big difference. As you can imagine, the IRS wanted that valuation to be higher, so they brought a case, and that, again, like I said, it was finally decided in May 2021, and it came down to the valuation of those 3 assets that I had mentioned earlier: his image and likeness, the Sony catalog, and the Mijak company that owned all of his master recordings. And really, the court says the case is all about how you value an asset on the date of death, but for our purposes in the context of a trust terminating, the real takeaways are you have a reasonable time to wind up the trust. It might take a while. It might be very short. It depends on every case. But the more money there is at stake, the more likely there's going to be a state tax return due, the longer it might take, especially if you get audited, because that takes a while. In Michael's case, 12 years. As you can see, there is Pablo Escobar and Kermit the Frog waiting around for things to get wound up. All right, moving on to issue number 3. This is identifying distributees. And by identifying distributees, I mean figuring out who is gonna take what, under what conditions, if any. So one of the cases we've worked on in our law firm is a case where someone died with a will, but the will didn't have a residuary clause. And instead of everything going to one person, it went to 49 different people. Thankfully, we did not draft that will, but it caused an issue because now we're stuck in a dependent administration. We had to hire a private investigator to figure out who those distributees were. Were they alive? Were they dead? Well, some of them were. Some of them are in jail. Some of them have gone to jail. Some of them had died since we've started the case. So it's really important to figure out who is taking pretty early on and figuring out what shares they're going to take. The next point I want to talk about is conditions precedent. A lot of gifts have conditions precedent, and I just want to talk about the case in the materials called the Roberts case. In that case, a person set up a trust for beneficiary A, giving the money to beneficiary A until A turned 30. And then when A turned 30, all the money went to beneficiary B. What happened was beneficiary A died at age 29. And the court ruled that because A didn't reach age 30, then he didn't meet the condition precedent for B to take. So the assets actually reverted to the settlor and didn't go to B. So that's why it's important to see if there are any conditions precedent on a gift before you actually distribute money to someone. Make sure that they're actually entitled to take. 2 more brief points on this. Just be aware of whether or not there are going to be any disclaimers by any beneficiaries, because you have 9 months to do those. That's a hard deadline. It's just something that's always lurking out there. So if you have like a deadlines chart or something you can keep track of, just be aware you have 9 months to execute a disclaimer. Also, make sure none of the property is going directly to people under 18, because children can't really own property, and that would cause a lot of issues, and we don't want to see that. So make sure that the legal protections are in place if something is going to someone under 18.